بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. We read this hadith yesterday of this great dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just as a reminder again, we should be making regularly duas. We should take out time for duas. And if we can, then there's beautiful kitabs which are available. One is the Munajat Maqbool, and the other is Hizbul Azam, in which du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Quranic du'as collected, and day to day, for every day there are certain du'as. We should try and read these du'as. There is great, great goodness for us, and they are available with the English translation also, so we should try and read them. With regard to this dua, further explanation on it. Yeah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made dua first for hidayah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. And we are all the time in need of hidayah. We don't know when it can be snatched away from us. We, in every matter with which what we should be doing, we are in need of Allah's guidance. We don't know what the details of any matter are. Allah knows everything. So we should beg of Allah Ta'ala. So this guidance literally means to follow the right way. How many times we are doing the wrong thing and we are thinking we are doing the right thing. Many times later we realize, sometimes we don't even realize, and we think we are doing the right thing. So it is a quality that Muslims make dua for which we make dua for in Surah Fatiha. Every day we make dua, all the namazes, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, give us hidayat of the straight path. So that is a very important thing, to make dua for hidayat. In every rakat of salah, asking Allah Ta'ala, guide us to the straight path. And then in another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah has defined that straight path more clearly, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. That straight path is the path of those people whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with His favors. Min al-Nabiyyin wa-Siddiqeen wa-Shuhada'i wa-Saliheen. With regard to these great people, so we should see that if I think I'm on the right path, does my life confirm with the life of these great people? Is it similar to the life of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Saliheen, the righteous or the pious? Or am I living a life according to Western norms, modern life, and still I'm thinking I'm on the straight path, that I'm all right, I'm on the straight path? So it's very clear to see whether we are on the straight path or not. Then we are asked to make dua for tuqa, for taqwa, and that is what this chapter is. And the relevance of this hadith is what this chapter is, that this dua is being made of taqwa, and we are all the time in need of taqwa also, that we don't disobey Allah Ta'ala, we obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So under normal conditions also, and sometimes when we come under pressure, like we think I can just speak a lie and I can get sorted out with this problem of mine. But at that time also to be guided by Allah Ta'ala and not to speak a lie. Many times we want to just take a shortcut, do something wrong, and we think it will just save our skin for that time. But we need taqwa all the time from Allah Ta'ala. Then we are told to ask for afaf, chastity, and that means to abandon that which is not permissible. That is what really afaf is, that whatever is not permissible, not only what is clearly haram, but in every detail also. Everything what is not permissible, we stay away from. It could also refer to abstaining from asking of others. that a person is afif, afar, that he does not ask other people, he doesn't go and beg from other people. That is also a great honor for a person. When a person have to go and ask from others, it is a disgrace and humiliation for that person. Allah save us from that also. And Allah fulfill our needs with honor and respect. And we don't have to ask of anyone for anything. That also we have to beg from Allah Ta'ala. As just now, recently with the KZN riots, etc., how many people who were well-to-do had to be going to ask for help now. May Allah save us of such conditions. And we don't know what can happen to whom, in which place, and when it can happen. So all the time we should be making this dua also. And then the fourth thing in this dua which we are taught to ask for, ghina, independence. This refers to asking only from Allah and not desiring what others possess. But that we are independent. And an independent person is he who is al-ghina, ghina nafs, who is satisfied and happy with himself. What I've got, as long as a person wants more, I want to make this investment, I want to buy that property, I want to do this. This is a person who is in need. A person who has got his stighna, that he doesn't want more, he's happy with his condition. That is a very great quality. As long as a person wants more, I want another car, I want to add a room to my house, I want to do this, that person has got that anxiety and worry all the time. And when a person is satisfied with his condition and he is happy, that person will be able to devote his time, his mind, heart and soul also in ibadat to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person is occupied with other thoughts all the time. So even if we are like in deen, but we should think that are we still hankering after the dunya? We want this also still, we want that also, I want that holiday there, I want this year, all that, then we haven't got independence. But when our hearts are satisfied, that is a great treasure from Allah Ta'ala to have istighna. That you are not in need of any person also, and you are not in need of anything, you are happy with your condition, that person finds time for ibadat, and he finds enjoyment and solace in his ibadat. Otherwise, even in his ibadat, he's just thinking of dunya also still all the time. The hadith provides one of the many beautiful and comprehensive du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are miracles on their own. Like that, this du'a also, what great treasures they are kept in this du'a, and we are given the opportunity to beg of it and ask of it from Allah, who is the only one who possesses it. Nobody, we can't get this from anyone or anywhere else, only from Allah. And we are taught to ask of this from Allah Ta'ala. Its wording is concise, but its meaning is comprehensive. The words are just a few, it's a short dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. But the meaning of it is very great. And each quality is such that will make a person an outstanding and shining star. If any person gets any one of these qualities also, he will be a very honorable person in the eyes of Allah and the eyes of the people also. And if he gets all four qualities, what to say? And just by asking Allah, we can be blessed with all these qualities. One who possesses the qualities outlined here will achieve contentment in this world and success in the year after. A person who he makes dua and Allah accepts duas, and especially duas which are for deen, for akhirat, and those are the main duas that we must make. We normally, if we don't make dua, if we make, we make for our dunya, but the real is to make for our deen, for these qualities, these sifat. These are the things that we must make dua for. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if a person asks everything from Allah, but he didn't ask for from Allah, Allah himself, that Allah becomes ours, then he asked for nothing. And if he asks for nothing else, he only asks Allah that I want you to be mine. That, O Allah, you make me yours and you be mine. That person has asked everything. Because the minute Allah becomes yours, everything, the world, the akhirat is yours. Everything is yours. So may Allah give us the tawfiq of dua and the correct duas, and the most beautiful are the duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are many other duas which we make ourselves also. Buzurgs have written also great duas. But the greatest duas are of the Quran Sharif and the duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq.